Alex, how are you doing?
So I'm very well, thank you. So intermittent fasting usually has people not eating for large periods of time between meals. Is this a manageable diet?
Yeah, so there's different, sort of marketing plans that we see with different approaches to intermittent fasting, but really they're all the same thing. So you've got things like 5-2 where you restrict on a couple of days of the week. You've got other ones where you're restricting during certain time periods of the day, such as the 16-8, which you were talking about, where we just eat during certain hours. But really what they're achieving or trying to achieve is the same thing. And that is just a funky spin on cutting calories from the diet. And that's all it really comes down to. In terms of, whether it's a long-term strategy for health and weight loss, which is that thing that we're all looking for, well, we're all turning to it for weight loss because 70% of us in Australia are struggling with our weight, and this is a common problem throughout the globe. And when we hear about certain things like, the new ones, intermittent fasting, and not long before that it was keto, we tune in because it sounds appealing. It's something that we want. We want a quick fix. We want to see the number go down on the scales, particularly the summer coming up. And this is something that we're researching and trialing and testing, all of these different diet approaches with our patients that we see at the University of Sydney.
Yeah, I mean, like the quick fix is always kind of the problem. I think for me anyway, I kind of like the year goes so fast and you get to November and you go, wow, nothing has changed. So how does not eating for long periods of time, like the 16-8 that you were talking about before, how does that kind of affect the body?
Yeah, I mean, we evolved to sort of go long periods without food. Often we would go days definitely hours without food during our hunter-gatherers time. So our ancestors, were used to these type of eating patterns. But nowadays, when you put the genes that haven't changed over time for thousands of years in the modern-day environment, you have this sort of evolutionary mismatch. And we have a very hard time saying no to all those foods that were surrounded by all of those processed and packaged foods. But typically, like you said, we neglect our health. We put it down the bottom of the priority list, and it comes to that time when, the summer body wants to be ready, and we look to the quick fix. Now, obviously, we can go and follow these diets for short periods of time, but ingrained in our biology is that evolutionary propensity to sort of seek out those high-energy foods. So we can only cut them out or follow these dietary or eating practices for a certain period of time, and tends to be anywhere between 4 to 12 weeks. Then we go back to our old ways, which is one of the reasons why our body weight then goes back to our start point. But secondly, our biology, the human body fights the weight loss. So you're going to end up back where you started every single time. So despite what you've been led to believe, all that sexy marketing that we see coming through, intermittent fasting, 5-2, 16-8, whichever approach you look at, it's only going to give you the quick fix. We know long-term that people end up putting the weight back on and they will end up fatter than before they started. So that's the sad thing about it.
Yeah, and you mentioned that it's like kind of not really sustainable. So would you kind of classify intermittent dieting as a fad diet?
Yeah, intermittent fasting is definitely just the new fad. That's all we're looking to at the moment. Big popular media celebrities get in there and they're spruiking different diets of the week. But look, it's not addressing the real problem, and that is our biology. You're not going to overcome your body fighting itself when you lose weight. It's going to protect itself, and it's going to make sure you go back to your start point. So we're going to celebrate the short-term win, but you're going to end up, in a few months' time, seeing yourself heavier than before you started. And, it might not be straight away, it might be 3, 6, 12 months down the track, you're going to definitely end up heavier. And with large-based twin research to show that intentional weight loss, the twin that diets will always be heavier than the one that doesn't.
So if I can just ask you one last quick question, does that mean that we should kick this kind of intermittent fasting to the curb and go back to the old, it's all about exercise and eating well? Is that really the best way to manage your weight?
We should definitely stay away from fad. This is a new fad. We've shown now with our research that you can lose weight and overcome your biology with an interval weight loss plan, which is basically where you lose weight over a month, about 2 kilos, and then you have to maintain it during the second month. then you're allowed to go and lose weight again. And every time you're imposing those weight maintenance breaks every second month, with this interval weight loss plan, you're actually going to succeed long term, and that's what we're looking for. And then don't think about the quick fix for 3 months. Think about the 12-month, 24-month plan when you never have to diet again.
Mm. Nick, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great to talk to you. Thank you, Alex. Anyone needs more information, jump on intervalweightloss.com.au.